All right, back here at Bay College, halftime. The Norse taking on Kankakee today as the season starts to wind to a close. And talking today, not one of our players, but one of our staff members who helps out with the Bay College team and trying to keep them strong, literally. Zach Rose, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Now, before we get into what your role is on this team, you got to explain why Marcus Harris keeps giving you so many shout-outs whenever I talk to him.
I'm not really sure. I think Jaden gave me the first one, and then Marcus had been listening because he wasn't back yet. And after that, he's like, well, I got to say his name more. So then it just became a competition, I guess.
And so now everybody says hi to Zach Rose, right?
Yeah, they do. Because I travel with the team sometimes, but I don't always go to the long trips and stuff when I work.
Okay, so talk about your role on this team. What does Coach Johnson want you to do for the guys?
So I do a little bit of everything. I did the strength and conditioning this fall before, and then I do a lot of the stretching and just kind of stuff to try to keep them healthy, besides the stuff that the trainers do for them, along with just running the board at practice, doing whatever I can to help out.
Now, tell us about your day job here.
So my day job, I go to class, go to practice in the morning, do homework, and then I work at the Y. So I coach youth sports, so I've done flag football, basketball. I coach Coach Johnson's kids for a couple of years in sports here, so I've done that for like the last 5 years, and I enjoy it.
What's it like for you to be an Escanaba boy and be able to stay here, at least for now, right, and work and be part of a basketball program?
It's nice because I want to coach in the future, so it's really cool that I live 10 minutes away and I can come here and be part of a college basketball program. Gets me the experience that I'll need to go on further.
How did it all happen? How did you end up being part of the staff this year?
Well, when I graduated in the summer after I graduated, Coach Johnson had texted me and asked if I was interested in, you know, helping out in a couple of different ways or being a student assistant. And I was like, well, I want to coach in the future, so heck yeah, it'll give me a good chance and looks good on a resume.
So what exactly would you say is your contribution? Is, in other words, when you're trying to help the guys, how do you feel you help them the most?
Just being somebody that can just be there if they need something. I try my best to help them in the weight room and stuff like that because I'm a certified personal trainer. That's along with my day job too. I train mostly like youth, so elementary through high school kids. So I do that and just try to help them in any way they need.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to ask you about is your job at the Y and how that kind of, you know, goes hand in hand with what you're doing with the Norse.
Well, it helps out because once the Y moves over, then Bay will have the facility. So being a certified personal trainer, Coach Johnson kind of let me get the experience doing their stuff. So I developed their program and stuff for this fall that they used, and anytime we had conditioning during the week, I took them to wherever we were going to go, whether we were here, we went and worked out at the sand at Ludington Park or ran hills or bleachers. I got to do all that.
Now, your program, does it include diet? Does it include hydration? You know, things like that.
I talked to them about it, but I didn't really do that.
You're not a dietitian.
No, I'm not. That's something that I look more into and I'm trying to get better at, but no, I didn't do all that stuff.
So is it different for different guys? You know, we've got, you know, 16 guys here, and none of them are, you know, no two are the same, and some of them have different strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You'll get some guys who are extremely strong and have been in a weight room since they were in eighth grade, and then there are some guys who come in day one, and they don't have a clue about anything. We have a couple guys who literally never lifted. They never walked into a weight room. So those guys you have to go a little bit slower with. And kind of get them into it, where other guys, they know what they're doing and they can walk in with the program and go through it by themselves.
Is there such thing as lifting too much and stuff like that? And because you have to keep your basketball legs, right?
There is. During this time of year, they don't really lift too much. A couple of guys still go in there 1 or 2 days, maybe 3 days during the week. But yeah, they shouldn't. I wouldn't suggest going and lifting this evening after tonight's game when they play tomorrow.
Yeah, right. So, Zach, I'll let you give a shout-out to some folks you think may be listening here.
My parents, friends, and anybody in my family who might be listening. Marcus Harris, I guess, even though he's going to be on the bench.
Yeah, yeah, we got to get him back on the court, man. I know it's not going to happen this year with the injury, but still.
He's so helpful. Because even on the radio, if you're listening, when I'd listen to games where I'm not traveling with him, I hear him, or you listen to the live stream and you can hear him yelling, and more, he's louder than Coach Johnson.
And that's saying something right there.
That is saying something. He's very loud.
Well, Zach, thanks for doing this. It's great having you part of the program. And as you build your resume, hey, stick around a little while.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, Zach Rose, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from here at Bay College after these words, Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.